My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now. Because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company? Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. And what a fantastic program we got in store for you today. We talk with North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring about public comments on private land, Sean Wanko, Executive Director for the Williston Economic Development Corporation, and Kelly Wilkins from Bridger Company. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
United Frac, a reputation for the best quality new and used frac tanks. United Frac prides themselves in selling only the highest quality oil field equipment. United Frac has the largest frac tank inventory in North America. This includes new and pre-owned tanks. Contact a salesman today. Discover why United Frac sells more tanks in a week than competitors do in a year. Call toll-free 866-513-0565 or go to unitedfrac.com. That's United Frac.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Stephen Moore, economist and Fox News correspondent.
So, my name is Steve Moore. I'm an economist. I work at the Heritage Foundation, and I'm an economic commentator for Fox News.
Oh, you are? Okay. Yeah. We've had Robert Bryce on the program before, who's been a Fox business guest from time to time out of the Manhattan Institute.
Oh, I know Robert.
Yeah, okay. But first question, is this your first time ever doing an interview in a vehicle?
No, actually, it isn't. I remember I did some stuff with Glenn Beck in a vehicle. I did TV in a vehicle, but maybe this is the first time doing radio.
Okay, well, we'll see. Why are you in Fargo, North Dakota? What brought you here to Fargo?
Well, look, I think that what's happening here with the drilling revolution is such a testament to the power of ideas, the power of entrepreneurship, the power of ingenuity, and American know-how. And this is a revolution that has been really created by people who went out and had the fortitude to figure out how to, crack the code to figuring out how to get at this oil and gas that is so plentiful and bountiful in the state. And as I said in my talk out here, it's the frackers and the industry that's really carried the rest of the U.S. economy on its back for the last 6 years. Almost all the net new jobs have been in the oil and gas industry. And the irony, of course, is that President Obama hates this industry. And yet, without this industry, we would still be in a recession virtually.
I've made the comment that this oil play is really a technology play.
It's no question about it. You're okay. Exactly right.
Go on, I guess.
Well, it is a technology play. As I said in my speech, it's not as if the oil and gas just all of a sudden showed up here. It's been there for hundreds of thousands of years. It's just that we've, through it, human ingenuity and stick-to-itiveness and, people taking risk, they figured out how to get at this. And that's really the whole story of the energy revolution. And anyone who thinks we're going to power our $18 trillion economy with windmills is smoking something. We need our oil and gas and coal and nuclear power, and we have a president who's hostile to these kinds of abundant energies. And so I think it's a shame, because we can, within 5 years, become energy independent. And not just energy independent, but energy dominant in the world. We can be the Saudi Arabia of energy if we just had a president who wanted this to happen and didn't build every possible roadblock to, we need to loosen the grip of the EPA. We need to build pipelines. We need to allow drilling on public lands. If you do those things, we can, practically double our oil and gas output.
I noticed in your presentation today that two of the states that were doing very well over the past 5-10 years, whatever the time period was, did not have a state income tax. And that came up in your presentation to the tune to where you pointed it out.
Yeah, well, like, there's 9 states in this country that don't have an income tax, and those include Tennessee, Texas, Florida, New Hampshire, Nevada, Wyoming, South Dakota. And North Dakota ought to become the 10th state in this country that doesn't have an income tax, and I feel very strongly about that. You have the revenue source through energy to be able to eliminate your income tax, and that'll bring a lot of new jobs to this area in addition to the oil revolution. So let's make North Dakota the 10th state in this country without an income tax. That's something I feel is an enormous benefit to the state in terms of, you know, helping lift all boats and making sure that everyone has opportunity. At least get rid of the tax on wages and salaries. That'll give a pay raise to every worker in the state of North Dakota.
To an entrepreneur, somebody who's got that capitalistic mind, what's the best way to get them to understand or to know what you're talking about in terms of the state income tax? Because that opens up discretionary dollars. That opens up travel money. That opens up idea money.
You want to tax people on what they take out of the economy, what they consume, rather than what they put into the economy, which is the work and effort and risk-taking and investment. So I've always believed the income tax is the worst kind of tax, and my research shows very unequivocally that that's statistically true, that states without an income tax create about twice as many jobs as states that do have an income tax, especially the high tax states. Now, I come from a high tax state. I come from Illinois, but I also worked in New York. New York is one of the highest tax states in the country. Look what's happening in California. This great state of California is being taxed to death. They have the highest income tax on the rich, and guess what? People are leaving.
So what's going on in Utah? That's your number one... I know they got some oil and gas play there, more of a gas play than oil, but...
Yeah, I think Utah just is a pro-business, and there's nothing wrong with being pro-business. I mean, being pro-business is being pro-worker, and, you know, it has a light touch of regulation, it has fairly low taxes, good public services, good schools. It doesn't have high workers' compensation costs, its property taxes are reasonable. And the kind of culture of that state is pro-enterprise. And
to listen to the full-length interview with Stephen Moore or to listen to other energy expert features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a 3-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.
www.kidsandcapitalism.com.